Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, is it because you listen to jazz and there's no timing or relevance in jazz?
I don't know.
Is that what it is?
Timing in jazz.
No, there's no timing in jazz. You got to listen to the notes they're not playing, which I can do at home. Welcome back. It's a Victory Monday here with The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
26 degrees right now. Going to get up to 34. Snow in some places. Blasted. We'll get to that in just a little while. Mm-hmm. Some parts of the listening area. In fact, I believe, is it Wayne County that is currently under a winter weather advisory?
All right.
As we speak, so watch out for that. We have all morning to get into this Bills win, and we will. Because so many freaking Bills things happened last night and previous, right, over the week. So we'll get into that. But before we do, today officially marks I ain't doing nothing season in the greater Rochester area.
I ain't doing nothing.
Well, here's the thing.
What's that?
So we're all coming back from the Thanksgiving holiday, right? Yeah, long time. So you got that little taste of freedom, what vacation is going to feel like, right? It's like it's a nice little appetizer. Pre-Christmas,
sure.
When a lot of people get, you know, a bulk of time off towards the end of the year. So, coming back from that, you're already not at 100% your first day back at
work. You're dragging.
But, unfortunately for us, the Bills game last night keeps everybody up until midnight.
Yeah.
At least.
So, you're dragging ass coming into work the next day. Not only am I not doing anything today... Tomorrow is the realization that you may be two and a half weeks away from not having to do anything for the rest of the year, which means if you really invest your time in whatever it is you do for work, it's really a waste because nobody else is doing anything.
Yeah.
So today marks the official, we'll circle back after the first of the year.
So this is the end of the year now.
No, the end of the year was like, the last day of the year was Wednesday.
Oh, damn it, I missed it.
You missed it. Congratulations, happy new year. It was Wednesday.
Mm.
Right? Because what's the point of doing anything right now?
No, you're right. I do think things kind of tail off a little bit, but then there are also those things that pop up right as people realize you're about to be on vacation. You know what I mean? Like, there's always those last minute rush. So whether or not you're doing something today, tomorrow, whatever, there will be a day where all of a sudden everything needs to get done right now.
Okay, so I'm going to try something new this year.
What's up?
And I encourage everybody listening to try it too, because you're right, Kimmy. There are those people who realize
wait until all the way up to the new year,
and then they go, "Oh, I need this." This year, I'm just not going to do those things.
Like what?
Like
I mean, why not? Give it a go.
No, I mean, because if somebody comes to me, because you know, Kimmy's right? Like whatever.
And I think whatever job, like I know other people that deal with this too. Like all of a sudden, you know, 1 week before Christmas, there's all this stuff that has to get done immediately.
But it's because somebody else was dragging their feet.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Talk about consequences with that, right? Like, let's say you come to me, and 3 days before I go on vacation, you have all this work that you're supposed to get done that you're going to pile on me. If I don't do it, you're also ready for the end of the year, so it's not like it's going to hurt you all that much.
So it's a push.
Yeah. Like, if I just go no,
right,
or I go sure, and I don't do it.
That's the way to go.
What's the worst thing that's going to happen?
Nothing.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say no.
Okay, so don't say no.
I just wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, I'll get it wrapped up. Don't worry about
it. Well, okay.
Consider it done.
Let's go down these two roads. Because let's say you go, okay, I'm not going to, oh, yeah, I got it, and you just don't do it.
Mm.
It is technically on your shoulders because you told that person you
right.
would do
oh,
it.
Oh, I understand that. Right.
It's still on you.
Yeah. If I look them in the face and go, I'm not going to do it, what are you going to do?
Mm.
What are you going to do?
Well, then it's more confrontational. You kind of look like a dick.
Yep.
You look like a team player. I want to get the illusion of team play.
Okay, but think about this.
Without actually playing.
Think about this, though. Mm. You're right. You will look like a dick, and you're not going to look like a team player. But let's say, no, I could have a full week or two where I'm not going to see that person on a daily basis to let everything cool down. We get back at it right after the first of the year. Put a pin in it, circle back around first of the year. I hate corporate speak, except when it comes to the end of the year, because this is not a 2024 me problem. This is a 2025 me problem. Right?
Yeah.
And I think the best time of year at work is now, because you get to actually enjoy your job with none of the pressure.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on your job, but yeah.
Okay, you're right. There is one major caveat when it comes to jobs this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
Service industry.
Oh, yeah.
Service industry.
Any kind of physical
retail
job.
Yeah, that it's going to suck for a little while.
If you work at a restaurant,
yep.
If you work in retail, if you work as a delivery person, this is your Super Bowl.
Yep.
And it sucks.
It's a nightmare, an effing nightmare, and I feel bad for all of you.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing. It's the end of the year, so I'm not going to worry about it for you. You got it under control. Look, I would love to worry about it, but, my year is pretty much over, so what am I going to do? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Between the Bills game last night, coming back from the long weekend for a lot of people after Thanksgiving, and the fact that it's a late Thanksgiving, so we are now super close to the holidays and the end of the year vacation, we have officially reached I ain't doing nothing season.
Okay.
And there was something about watching that Bills game last night with all the snow where I'm like, well, it's Christmas now.
Yep. Absolutely.
Get your gifts under the tree.
I mean, the funniest part about, the Thanksgiving break leading into the time off for Christmas, right? Like I said, it's like a little appetizer. It gives your body just enough time to go back to the clock that you feel comfortable with.
Like a reset?
Yeah. Like, if you are someone that has to get up early like us, like, my body completely reset this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Between Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, so you sleep in.
I did not wake up yesterday. Until 9:40.
Wow. I can't think of the last time I woke up at 9:30.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah. After I had back surgery.
My wife was still asleep. I rolled over. I'm like, honey, I slept till 9:40. Look at me. I had my CPAP mask on. I slept till 9:40.
Well, I mean, so I'll still kind of wake up around the time we normally wake up, but I'm able to go back to sleep. But there are guys and women like Tommy who they like to keep.
Women like Tommy.
I said guys and women.
No, you said guys and women.
But they like to keep their routine no matter what they're doing. Like, don't you still get up, drink your coffee, do your normal routine, even if you're not going to work?
So, we have the kids are in town and they're staying at the house, so I got to be super quiet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I still get up at 2:30 in the morning. And, I'm up and everybody else in that house is, you got to be super ass quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm making coffee in the garage. I'm tiptoeing around. And, yeah, so I keep the same schedule.
You live the most depressing life I've ever heard, ever.
That's because you're in my life.
Oh, my God. I was in your life at 2:30 all week when you were waking up to a quiet house with nothing to do, watching your TV with headphones on. Man, this is fun. Look at the technology.
What am I going to do?
What a world we live in. Because you'd sleep in if you could.
I can't.
You just physically can't sleep.
I can't do it. And I just know if I go the other way, I'm going to have that hangover, I'm going to get up at 9 o'clock. And then I got to get up early. And I'm going to be miserable.
No, you're right. Because
I'd rather just stay miserable.
I mean, I could not go to sleep last night because of not only the energy from the Bills game, but every staying up till or waking up at 9:40 yesterday.
Yeah, so I came home from the game last night because we were at Bill Gray's. It's 10 o'clock. I'm usually 2 hours of sleep, so I had to have at least two belts before I could go to bed.
Is that the excuse you're using? For being an alcoholic?
My story, and I'm sticking to it.
What choice did I have?
Yes. Oh, I needed something to go to bed.
You know, the other thing, too, you bring up a great point, is we talk about how we have officially reached not my problem till next year's season. I mean, that late Thanksgiving will do it to you. The four-day Thanksgiving break also coincides with the start of holiday drinking season.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because you have Wednesday night, biggest bar night of the year. Mm-hmm. There's always cocktails on Thursday. You have folks maybe that are in town you haven't seen for a while on Friday. That bleeds into a Saturday night drink, which you're already doing anyway, mm-hmm. right? You get that taste of party season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which also flips any urgency switch off at your job.
Yeah.
Because I very rarely drink now.
Yeah.
And this weekend was a disaster.
And you're just feeling like 10 pounds heavier, but like a happy 10 pounds heavier because of all the food you've eaten.
But just don't eat.
Everything you've, just all the stuff that you normally don't take in, you probably had at some point over the week.
Look, you're right about the food for most people. For me, it wasn't even. I drank so much this weekend, I wasn't even eating food.
Well, you drink a lot of beer, right?
Well, yeah, I did. Well, I opened. Remember that bottle of whiskey that my wife got me for Christmas that we tried, the Japanese whiskey?
Ooh, Japanese whiskey.
I invited you to have Japanese whiskey, and you didn't come over.
Doesn't it just taste like whiskey?
It tastes like whiskey.
With, like, rice?
It's...
Because they make a lot, like, you know, like, sake is like rice.
I understand sake is like rice. It is rice. It's rice.
Oh.
No, look, I thought this stuff was stupid, too, until the bartender let me try
it's, it.
What's it called again?
It's called
Yamazaki.
Yamazaki?
Yeah.
It's a motorcycle.
It's an ATV / whiskey.
Yeah. Yamakaze. I think you can run those in motocross.
Yeah. This bartender snuck me a shot of it.
Yeah.
Because it was too expensive for me to purchase. Mm. And it changed my life.
Oh, wow.
I always saw people.
What could have changed your life too when she didn't drink it?
Well, I've been saving it.
That's why I hate getting you anything. Every time I've given you any kind of gift, you never use it.
I like to save it for like special occasions. Special occasions. Like this is too nice of a bottle.
I don't think he's alone in that. Like if I get like a nice bottle of something, like I'm always like, no, it's not an important enough time right now to drink it. Like you just keep kicking the can. Not because you don't want to drink it, but because you really want to enjoy it and feel like there's a reason you're drinking
it. I'm tackling that first thing up.
No, man. Like Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, one of my best friends from childhood, my buddy who's a doc, he's a PhD, one of the dumbest men I've ever met in my life, and he became a PhD.
Wow.
He came over with his girlfriend, haven't seen him in a while.
Because you cracked it open?
Perfect opportunity, and whoa, boy!
Really?
Whoa, boy! That gets after you quick, buddy!
Well, yeah, if you don't drink like that, it's going to nail you.
Oh, no, I'm talking, I think it's just the Japanese in general. I don't know what they're, that might be a sleeper agent to take
us
all down.
It's got to be the rice.
I don't think there's rice in it. I don't think it's rice. Think it's straight up regular.
Rice and everything over there.
Okay. And then from there, it was just, I accidentally got drunk on Friday watching the Sabres and Black Friday football. Oh. And then I was at the rink on Saturday trying to dry myself out there, but college football started happening. Mm. And I got after it there. All and then Bills game yesterday. My liver hurts. It hurts bad. And because of that, another reason, I'm not doing anything until the first
day. Okay.
Like, I mean, any angle you look at it, you have a reason to just not anything for the next 2.5-3 weeks. So what did we learn here?
Nothing.
We ain't doing it.
You're just going to do what you want to do.
Nobody's going to do it. Everybody's slack ass into the first of the year.
Slack ass
and drag
ass.
Are we kind of encouraging people to say no to extra work?
Well, I mean, isn't that kind of our motto as a show?
All right.
Yeah. Right. Like, let somebody else deal with it.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, here's my favorite part of this conversation. Kimmy, you and I are having this conversation.
Yeah.
Dealing with all of these things.
Sure. The things you deal with.
No, like, but Kimmy gets a ton of work dumped on her, right? Oh, like, I have people coming to me and be like, oh, I need this and that. You can't participate in this conversation because you live every day. Like, you'll deal with it in a next year that never comes.
Yeah, I'm going to get to it.
He's got things from 94 that he hasn't looped back around to
I got yet. 65 years, I'll get back to it.
No, because, I mean, I don't know, man. The only thing that sucks, the only negative two, outside of what you brought up, about the not looking like a team player, of saying no to everything and just not doing anything for the rest of the year, is what is awaiting you January 2nd.
Oh, the pileup.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, sometimes that work will just disappear with the change of the calendar.
Yep.
Other times you come back and there's, like, a giant pile of stuff.
I'm guessing there's a giant pile for most people.
Okay, so.
I would think.
But again, 2025 me is going to be a different person. Yeah. So I'm sure.
And you never know what's going to be.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is promised to no one, Patrick.
So hopefully you die instead of having to do your
stuff just blows away.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it happened.
What?
We in Rochester made it the entire month of November without any traceable snow.
Oh, yeah, we were dry.
Dry as a bone.
Dry like your granny.
Yeah.
Anybody's granny.
Yeah.
All grannies are dry.
Should I take offense to that?
No, it was a blanket statement.
But there may be a new reality we are living in.
What's that?
Gone the days of snow on the ground from November until February. Mm-hmm. Here, no snow. All of the snow.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. It was a wild weather weekend in upstate New York.
Yeah.
Parts west of us got hammered with lake effect snow. You saw it in the Bills game yesterday, which ended up affecting some parts south of the greater Rochester area. As we speak now, I believe Wayne County is under a winter weather advisory. We in Rochester are scheduled to get a little bit of snow this morning.
Yeah, we're dodging everything.
You got it. But some places 4 or 5 miles away from places that got feet.
Yeah.
Didn't see a single flake. And it seems over the last couple of years, Tommy, there's become a more common occurrence than we're used to. Because, Kimmy, there was a time. Thank you. When the snow hit, it was there until March minimum.
Yeah, and off. Like, there was always a light dusting on the ground, right?
You got it.
Like, or just that freezing cold sheet of ice and snow.
Like, we got hit with one big storm up front and you didn't see green grass again for months. But now, it feels like when we do get snow, we get blasted with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's rough for a day or two and then it's gone for weeks until we get blasted again.
Mm.
So we don't have that continuous steady snow that keeps the ground white. But when we do get snow, it becomes a massive pain in the ass.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Which way is easier to deal with, Tommy Mulay? 2 to 3 storms with feet of snow and green rest of the time, or 3 to 4 inches every week, week and a half, all winter long?
I like the breaks.
So you like big storm, green grass?
I mean, if I got to take one of the, I don't like either, but if I got to take one, I'll take it where he's going to leave. Like, if he's going to snow, I know it's going to warm up enough where it's going to be gone in four days. I'll take it.
The less I have to clean off my car, the better, so I'm going to take the gaps in between.
Okay, but the second one is prettier.
No, only for a little bit.
Yeah.
That pretty snow only hangs for a little while. Then it's just, ugh.
But when that snow comes, right?
Yeah.
Like, it does,
you're
right.
That light, fluffy stuff that hangs on a tree is beautiful. You'll get that once a year.
No, it's not once a year. Like, it used to be once every week and a half we would get a fresh coating to make it look nice for a day or two.
Yeah. I'm talking that fluffy stuff. It almost looks fake.
Okay. It also feels like the second one, the 3 to 4 inches every week and a half, is less dangerous because, like, sure, in the long run, you're getting more snow with just a few inches every week, but it allows us to stay ahead of it. Like, if you have to shovel, it's not as labor-intensive to get rid of 2-3 inches of snow, you know, once every 3 or 4 days, than it is to get rid of 3 feet of snow 4 times a winter.
Oh, I mean, how many times do we get 4 feet of snow?
Okay, no, I mean, I'm being a little exaggerated, but you get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
No,
there
will be 3 storms this year where you're out in the driveway going, you got to be kidding me right now. And I would much rather.
So you want continuous snow.
Yeah,
but
I think so.
But you hate shoveling and stuff. I would think, like, that would make you not want to be out there every other day.
Okay, but with 3 inches or less, you can do the one-handed shovel technique.
This is a one-handed
still
gotta
shovel. Still got to go outside and do it.
You just take your shovel and you walk up and down the driveway.
Oh, you use the plow method. You just shove it to the side.
Well, you can do that with 3 inches of snow.
Yeah.
If I get, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9
you dig it.
A foot, I'm actually doing manual labor, which I don't want to do.
Mm.
So, yeah, I would much rather take the continuous snow with, like, one big storm, which we used to get, as opposed to 3 or 4 major storms where it's like, damn it, now I'm in the driveway for 2 hours.
Yeah, but then, like, bringing stuff in and out and things you got to do, I like that break where it's gone.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
I got to put the trash out. I got to walk all that down.
Oh,
through.
You got to take the trash out.
Well, you don't do nothing.
I take the trash out, bitch. Yeah. Well, how else does the trash get out? You think my wife's taking out the trash?
No, but hey, your kids would do it.
No.
I also hate snow boots, so if I could eliminate that throughout the year.
Who hates snow boots?
It's just, they're such a pain because then you track all the snow and salt in wherever you're going. Like I would bring a change of shoes to work.
Okay, Mr.
Instead
Rogers.
Of wearing my snow boots.
There's this new thing that we
then your feet get hot if you keep them on.
Do you hear this right now?
She's very fashion forward.
I'm out on snow boots.
Okay, but see, here's the thing. Tommy cannot side with you because he's a big old boot guy. So
he can't get some of those boots wet.
But I wear dress boots. I don't wear snow boots.
I wear dress boots, he says. Like he's in the
see,
Royal
he's out
Navy.
On snow boots, too.
See, those are my zips.
I don't think I've ever seen Tommy wear, like, snow, like, weather boots.
No.
You got duck boots, don't you?
No. That's the ugliest shoe for the winter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought everyone in Pittsford had to go buy their boots at L.L. Bean.
Those things look stupid.
Yeah, I agree they look stupid, but they're very you.
No, I don't have duck boots.
Like, duck boots look like your face. Just a whole big white spot, like 5 inches of it, that serves no purpose. No, man, give me, there's this new thing. I don't know if you've heard of this. It's called stomping your feet when you walk inside.
Yeah, but I don't want to wear my snow boots around. Like, I don't want to wear my snow boots around the office.
And then you're just clumping around.
Yeah.
The office.
I'd rather, they're just clunky and hot.
Yeah, she's got a good point.
I mean,
based on her choice of husband, I would have thought she was in
clunky and hot.
Clunky and hot.
Snow boots are paid.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this new winter reality that we're living in. It showed up this weekend. Like, gone are the days of 3 or 4 inches every week and a half of snow. Here are now 3 to 4 major storms that we get in Western New York that you have to dig yourself out of. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out which one is better. Kimmy and Tommy are both on team major storm.
Yeah.
Where I am on team 3 inches.
Every day sucks.
Not every. You don't get 3 inches.
But it hangs.
Yeah.
It just hangs.
It's hanging. I like skating on rinks.
Yeah.
I like taking my kids out and going sledding.
Yeah, you could still do that without it snowing.
No, it gets too
warm. Still be really cold.
You know it's going to get warmer again. Like, it's frigid today.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a point within the next 2 weeks where it's going to be in the 40s, hot, like low 50s again.
The other thing I hate. Is if it stays blanketed snow,
yeah.
When it finally thaws, I got to go pick up all that dog crap outside. I'll have a half a bucket of it.
Okay. No, you won't have a bucket because we know you barehand it and throw it into the
no,
woods.
No, but I bucket and I toss it in the woods.
Why, if you have a bucket, would you barehand it back into the woods?
Bucket and then toss it in the woods.
Okay.
Well, and it's, by the way, in the wintertime, it's frozen turds.
Oh, that helps.
You just pry it off the grass.
Frozen turds, the name of the figure skating team Tommy was on when he was in high school. By the way,
turds on ice.
If we're talking inches a week, that's also better for the snow economy here in the greater Rochester area.
Oh, the plow guys?
Well, you got plow guys. Gives them a way to make money. It keeps the ski resorts open where they don't have to make their own, like, icy snow, mm-hmm. right? But on the other hand, the footstorms are better for local businesses. Because, like, grocery stores and gas stations, they make a fortune.
Yeah. They wipe
when
it out.
People know it's coming.
Exactly. I want to know how much money, like, Wegmans makes during a storm. Because they wipe the store out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for a week. Because, like, they'll be calling for the storm for, like, a week straight, right? So, I'm sure people make multiple trips to Wegmans in that time. Wegmans and Tops.
It makes sense, though, right? You don't want to go without. You don't want to have to leave the
house.
Need
bread and milk.
Well, I mean, it is the base of, like, everything.
Yes.
I don't get why you're so anti-milk, bread, and eggs. Like, it's the weirdest thing. You get so mad.
Three things I don't use.
Well, yeah, because...
Well, I use milk for my coffee.
No, are you for your coffee? You're such a bitch. You can make 1,000 things with milk, bread, and eggs.
I know, but how much bread do you need?
Enough to get you
through a... My God, we're going to die. I need a sandwich.
You can make sandwiches?
Well, I know what you can do
you
with
can
bread,
make
man.
French toast? You can make regular toast. You can make stuffing.
You can just eat the bread plain.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Milk, bread, and eggs. I mean, what are you going to get?
Thank God for your bread.
I bought a pad thai kit. I can't make it. I'm out of other ingredients, you idiot. Why, we don't have any paprika? That wasn't on the emergency list. I'm sincerely curious.
What's that?
When it comes to the economy in Rochester, mm-hmm. if the 3 or 4 inches on a weekly basis is better for us, or if the 4 storms is better for us when it comes to putting money back into the economy.
Oh.
I'm going to say the storms, only because the 3-4 inches, sometimes you're just like, you look at it outside, you're like, I don't want to go out there.
Yeah, you just blow it up.
Yeah, you just or you push it off to another day.
No motivation.
Yeah, because if it's just lightly snowing and kind of ick outside, I'm not going
to
go.
Yeah, but you're more likely to pay a plow service, and that puts money back in the economy. You're more likely to see people going out to ski resorts, which puts more money back in the economy. I guess what I'm asking is, like you said, you're dying to know how much like Wegmans or Tops makes on a snowstorm. Does that money equal the amount of money we used to spend winter-wide when it came to plows and, like, you know, ski resorts and stuff like that. And winter clothes, too. You got to think that people are buying fewer warm clothes because it hasn't been as cold the last couple of years.
Yeah, but you still got to have this stuff.
Yeah, it's still, I mean, it's still, whether or not it snows, you're still dealing with freezing temperatures for a few months of the year.
No, I understand, but I mean, let's not forget, Kimmy, there was a time.
There was a snowy time.
Thank you. Where you would be replacing a winter hat every single year because you were getting so much use out of it.
Wait, you wear out a hat?
Wait, you wear a, no. Winter hats last more than a season.
No, I
winter hats, you should be, you should die with your original winter hat.
You have,
they should,
I've
you
never,
should be buried.
You,
hey, I'm wearing this hat on, I'm putting it on so much.
You of all people.
But I've never worn out a winter
how
hat.
How do you wear out a hat with your big goofy head?
Okay, for, again, if you're watching the live stream, man who looks like he's wearing skin winter hat.
All right, well, you probably have a sweaty hat. My husband, I will correct myself. My husband has worn out winter hats, but he's got a big old sweaty head.
Like, you can't get sweat marks out of a light-colored winter hat.
No.
If you wash them, they just stay. I have a Champion winter hat that I love.
Yeah.
It's my favorite hat of all time, and now I can't wear it out of the house. Now it's my house winter hat.
Ah, damn it.
No, I'm serious, because I got, like, a big sweat ring around it.
That's because you're gross.
And by the way, yes, they get out.
Oozy head.
They get stretched out. So, like, if you wear them too many times, you got to buy a new hat.
You should buy one that fits you.
Ooh, but what says man who wears tiniest circus bear hat, he wears a Jacques Cousteau beanie.
It's called a French fisherman's cap.
You see, beanie. It's called douchey is what it is. Looks like L.L. Bean makes it. It's a duck boot of hats. Like, Kimmy.
The duck boot of hats.
Back me up. He looks like an idiot.
There is something strange about the way it fits your head, and I can't put my finger on
here's how it
fits.
Well, it's a beanie.
It doesn't.
What's a A beanie's supposed to sit on top of
you. I thought you converted to Judaism when you walked in the first time wearing it.
It does look like an oversized yarmulke.
L'chaim. You know, we talk about the ski resorts and the snowplow driver with the 3 to 4 inches, the grocery stores and gas stations with the major storms. Are folks in the greater Rochester area starting to get in on the generator game with the bigger storms that
are
coming
through? They push it all the time.
The commercials are everywhere.
Yes.
I think if you grew up here, you've lived here for a long time, I mean, you've had plenty of generator scares. So you either purchased one a long time ago or you're never going to buy one.
But they're
one.
Not cheap.
Are they
I mean,
that expensive?
They're like super-ass expensive.
I mean, everyone who's got one raves about it.
I get it, but here's the other thing.
Well, there's different levels of it, though, right? I mean, like, you can buy one that's, like, I mean, they're the ones that, like, kick in to, you know, fuel your whole house. And
well,
then
that's
the
one they sell
the ones,
you on.
That's the one that looks coolest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Generac one. It's like that big white boxy one.
Yeah.
But they always, like, you know, the whole family's sitting around playing canasta, and they're and all of a sudden the power went out. You're going to die. Oh, the light went back on. Okay. Make me another daiquiri, honey.
I don't care about dying. I don't want my 12-year-old and 14-year-old to not have Wi-Fi for 5 minutes, because then my life becomes a living hell.
But I'm thinking, like, when's the last time you lost power for significant amount of time.
So I used to think like
I'm thinking like the ice storm was the big one.
No,
right?
I get you're right. There hasn't been a time in a long time where we've been without.
You know, he just spoke this into existence. Right?
I ain't got $10,000 for a generator.
The biggest
does it cost
ice
that much?
Storm oh, Rochester's ever seen.
Do you,
if you have a house, a normal, you got a pretty big house, right?
I mean, it's not. It's average size.
But I bet you that thing's like $10,000.
Can you Google what a Generac, the French version, Generac generator costs?
Generac. So you don't forget. You also got to figure out. You got to install it.
Like, oh, wait, you can't just roll it out and put it next to your house and it works?
The price they sell you is just the generator, not the guy that's got to wire it up.
But
and
you've
set
done
it up
no
reason.
I know you. You've done
no
research.
I researched. I saw a commercial with Terry Clifford. She's in that commercial.
If Terry tells me it's good, I'm going to get
Terry's
it.
Got one.
Damn
She's
it.
In the ad.
Terry's got all the coolest stuff. She doesn't even work here anymore. She's got coolest stuff.
I know.
No, okay, like you said, when's the last time we went without power? I used to believe what you believe, but I don't know if this is a common thing with people that live out in the sticks. I told you, around me, they're building all these new builds all the time, and I'm losing power more frequently. And I have
clipping the lines.
I have a theory. It's not so much a clipping the lines. There's more people taking the juice.
No.
I don't know if that's a real theory.
That can't be.
Well, then why am I losing power more often?
Maybe they're knocking stuff out while they're doing construction.
No, because it happens during, like, storms and stuff.
Oh.
Kimmy, what do we got for a General Generac generator?
Okay, so there's a huge range, obviously. So, like, they have a portable one.
No, I want
this is the one that sits in a set of houses.
Yeah, that this one's about 1,000, but the other ones range from like 5 to 7,000.
But not 10.
It's not installed, bro. You got to get an electrician. You got to get a gas line guy, and you got to pour a pad for it.
The only show you will hear a man get angry about installing a generator.
Yeah, that's when they get you.
His point, to his point, there's no. They don't include the
installation.
Bro, you got to get an electrician. You got to pour a pad.
You got to get a gas
guy. You
got
to pray to baby Jesus. Try that in a small town.
And don't even get me started on sales tax.
And he can't do that now that he's converted to Judaism with his tiny winter hat. Who the hell saw this coming? This season, this game.
Oh, boy.
Our quarterback and what he is currently doing. Because I'm sure with everyone headed back to work after Thanksgiving, there are plenty of people who had a really good last 7 days.
Sure.
But no one in America.
America.
In the world.
Wow.
In the universe has had a better week than Josh effing Allen.
Yeah, he tore it up last night.
Right, Tommy?
You got it,
oh,
buddy.
Oh, my God. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, your Buffalo Bills are AFC East champions once again after a 35-10 shellacking of the 49ers. It gives the Bills their fifth straight AFC East title on the first night of December. It's the first time in franchise history the Bills have won five straight division titles. And this team that has won five straight division titles is led by a man who is on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Not just on the field, but in life. Because we find out on Friday,
mm-hmm.
Josh Allen is engaged. He popped the question to his girlfriend, actress Hailee Steinfeld, in Malibu last weekend.
On the ocean.
Surprised her.
Yeah.
That looked pretty staged for a surprise.
Well, you...
I mean, it had like flowers and stuff.
Yes, that was the surprise.
Like she walked out here. Hey, who put all this around here?
Well, obviously,
rich
at that
guy?
Point, she probably knew what was going on. But leading up to that, what are you talking
this is, like, this
about?
Is how romantic he gets. This is how romantic he gets.
He's pretty lame.
Said it. Pretty lame, yeah. No, it's
California kinda... boy gets married on the beach. There's a headline.
This sounds like a guy who's jealous of Josh Allen's proposal.
Jealous.
Yeah, girls don't even like flowers anyways. I mean, I'm sure she didn't even want it.
When my wife told me this, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, that's really cool. In my head, I'm like, but the boys mess it up bad.
Okay, was a part of me that was a little hesitant to celebrate this.
Why do this, man? You got it all right now.
What are you, Nicholson all of a sudden?
You can't handle an engagement, man. No, it's like, why do this, you dope?
Well, I get
it. Do you know how many of these chicks are waiting for you out there? There's like a planet of Haleys out, hot Haleys, that are dying.
She's an Avenger.
She was nominated for an Oscar.
Who cares, man?
Who cares, man? Yeah, I would totally bring her to the side, man, in my jacket and turtleneck sweater. Watch out, ladies.
Listen,
here I come in my fashion boots.
I have no problem with the proposal.
Of course, you
my
guys
only
love this
no,
stuff.
Listen.
I'm
my
listening.
Only issue was the timing of it all, because part of me was like, ooh, you're going to do this now.
On the bye.
Seems a little like you're taking a risk here.
Well, look. I'm not going to lie to you. I had the same feeling because we held our breath last night to see if engaged Josh Allen.
Yeah, he'd be off his game.
Yeah, could play ball like dating Josh Allen. And the answer, a resounding yes. Because Josh Allen may have played the greatest football game any Bills player has ever played in the franchise's history last night. The elements did not bother him because he started the night with a passing touchdown.
I couldn't believe he's walking in the snow like that.
Look, I find Matt Collins charming. I'm just afraid to hear any other opinions he has on anything else.
Well, have you
ever... kid's nuts.
Yeah, no, I know. Just let's keep it to yourself, buddy. Right. Hey, you're having fun. Right.
Well, has he ever popped up on social media for you? Because he does, like, home improvement style videos. It's very strange.
He'll, like, teach you, like, skills in your...
Yes.
What's called a Mac hack.
Like, how to clean your washing machine. Like, weird stuff like that.
So the reason he was dressed like a mad scientist walking in the game last night, his new series is, like, science things.
Oh.
Is he super smart?
Okay.
I mean, he's eccentric. He seems smart.
All right.
I don't know. Seems like a nice guy.
I mean, you go to like some high-end school or something?
Dad, I don't know. Let's check where Matt Collins went to college. But getting back to the game.
Right. Yeah.
Right? Chris Brown, the guy you just heard, bare feet, beautiful, blah, blah, blah. Josh Allen throws that touchdown pass to the snow, which was amazing. And then after that, he follows up that touchdown, which, with what might be, once again, the play of the NFL for the entire rest of the year. Josh dives from the 5-yard line.
Yeah, he basically floats in the air.
Yes.
A little bit.
Now, here's where it gets weird. Are you ready? Josh Allen threw that ball on a touchdown. So he's credited with a touchdown pass.
Yeah.
He scored, Josh did, on that pass.
So he caught his own pass.
No.
But he doesn't get credit.
He gets credit for a passing touchdown and a receiving touchdown in the same play, but he didn't catch the ball.
Okay.
So he doesn't have a touchdown. He doesn't have a catch on a play which he threw and received a touchdown on the same play.
It's a miracle.
The play goes down in the record books as a 0-yard pass to Amari Cooper and a 7-yard receiving touchdown to Josh Allen from Josh Allen, even though he doesn't get a reception. He is only the fifth player in NFL history to have a TD pass and a TD reception in the same play. Tommy, the man throws touchdowns to himself.
That was amazing.
Remember when Giselle was all like, my husband cannot catch the ball and throw the ball? Yeah, look who can.
By the way, Matt Collins, University of North Carolina.
Not a very smart school.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's private.
Bro, North Carolina private smart. School,
Chapel Hill.
Hey, Duke.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. If all we played for you, if that's all Josh did all game, that would still be maybe the game of his career. But we're not done because Josh Allen added a rushing touchdown later in the game, meaning, Tommy, he is the first quarterback in NFL history.
Wait, number one.
Yep.
Only one. First one to have a passing touchdown, receiving touchdown, and rushing touchdown in the same game.
Wait, that's the first time ever.
First time a quarterback in NFL history has had a passing touchdown, receiving touchdown, and a rushing touchdown in the same game.
So he's got to get MVP.
Yeah. I think that's sealed.
I mean, this has got to be done.
Unless something, and I'm knocking on wood, happens like insane, it's over. It's over. Unless Lamar Jackson goes on the run of
runs. He's the only other guy.
Well, Saquon Barkley can also make an argument, the running back for the Eagles, because he's averaging and like 140
yards. Yeah, they've had a good
game.
Season. Mm.
But here's the thing.
What's that?
Going back to Josh.
Josh Allen has spoiled us so much that not only as Bills fans are you expecting a win out of him, but you're also expecting him every game to do something amazing.
A show.
But like, he does it!
That's what I'm saying. Like, if they just win and it's a boring win, we're all disappointed because Josh Allen didn't leap over anybody. Or you know what I mean? Like, he's going to do something that you can't predict every game.
He's going to run to the sideline, jump out of bounds, be literally hurdling Sean McDermott while throwing the ball 50 yards down the field. He's going to hurdle somebody. He's going to blast someone in the face with his shoulder.
We've been spoiled by entertaining football.
It's a joke what he can do. And he does all of it, Kimmy, with a smile on his face.
Yeah, he looks very relaxed.
Like he's a kid playing backyard football.
Yeah, he's having fun.
Dude's a psycho. He's a psycho.
Yeah.
So, to recap the last 7 days for Josh Allen.
Yeah.
He's marrying a Hollywood actress.
So half his wealth is gone.
He wins his fifth straight division title in prime time in 3 feet of snow. Okay. In doing so, he throws a touchdown pass to himself. And past that, he does something that no other quarterback has ever done in a century of NFL football. Oh, by the way.
Yeah, what else?
His night was done last night with 13 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, old Mitch came out.
He did all of that in three quarters of football. And lest we not forget, Thomas.
What's that?
All of this has come about in what experts said was a rebuilding year.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they got rid of everybody.
Lost a ton of players.
Lost all the captains.
Yep,
there's no leadership on this team.
Nobody thought they got better, put it that way.
No, we were told that the Bills were going to finish third in the AFC East. They won the division with 5 weeks to go.
Yeah, because the rest of those teams are like their seasons are over.
So
New England's done.
New England,
and the Jets are done?
They're still mathematically alive for a playoff spot, the Jets and the Dolphins.
Okay, but they ain't looking good.
Well, let's put it this way. If you were to take all of the wins that the rest of the division has combined and add them up, the Bills still have more wins.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah. Let's put it this way.
What's that?
The Bills could forfeit every game for the rest of the season, and they would still get a home playoff game.
Oh, really?
Yes. They won the division. It's locked up. Sean McDermott could call the NFL and go, you know what? I don't feel like working the next 5 weeks. This is a 2025 Sean McDermott problem.
Just 5 weeks of football. That's insane.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
It feels
weird. Like it's been a really long season.
Has it? Because it's flying by for me.
Now it is.
Now, here's the thing. Yes, you still want the number one seed in the AFC, so you're not going to forfeit five games. And yes, there are still things this team needs to prove in the postseason, right? But today, everyone that's a Bills fan should really enjoy this. In fact, this week, you should really enjoy this. Because, Kimmy, think about how far we've come.
Mm-hmm.
how people were bawling their eyes out when Andy Dalton locked up a playoff spot for the Bills in Cincinnati. What was
never
that,
forget.
9 years ago?
Ooh, yeah. Half the Red Menace. Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's what I hear. They call him the Red Rifle, not the Red Menace.
It's still the
is he
same
still
thing.
Around? Is he still sitting on the bench?
Is he in Carolina?
Nailed it.
Oh. Okay.
Nothing like a redhead in Carolina.
It's my favorite ribs, Arkansas. So. Half of the drought years, the Bills were mathematically eliminated from the playoffs by this time in the season.
Yeah.
Soak it in. Mm. Love it. Cherish it. Buy the hat. Buy the t-shirt. Have fun with it.
And don't forget, you got a wedding coming up. Big summer wedding.
I must do everything I can to get into that wedding.
Well, he's going to be in California.
So what? I have to know somebody. I have to know somebody that
knows
me.
What are you going to do there?
I'm plus one. Hello. You wouldn't go? Oh. Yeah, shut up, you liar. I'm too cool, man. I'm too cool to go to Josh Allen's wedding.
Well, I'm not a man that has seven tuxedos, so I guess I'm not in.
You're the only man I know that has seven tuxedos.
No, you have tuxedos.
I have.
No, you have two tuxedos.
I have a fat guy tuxedo and a skinny guy tuxedo.
That's two tuxedos.
I understand. Bro, you wear a tuxedo to work every other day. You wouldn't go if you were invited.
Why, of course I would. But then you got to. What would you give Josh Allen for a wedding gift?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's a great question.
Is that one of those weddings you don't give a gift?
That's tough because.
Get shits out.
Shits out.
Oh. yeah, because you got to figure, like, he just has normal buddies that he grew up with that don't have, that aren't millionaires, that don't have, you know, what Josh Allen Slugs. Can afford. So, like, yeah, if I was one of those guys, like, I'd be like, what am I supposed to give as a gift? Because you know they're going to have some big extravagant wedding, most likely.
I painted you a picture. It's got to be one of those things where it's like, in lieu of gifts, please donate to charity.
Could be.
You hope.
What can you get a man that has $250 million?
Well, what if she's got ideas what she wants? Like, she might have a.
She's
one of those...
rich too. So.
Super rich.
Yeah.
Well, she's super rich now. She wasn't rich. She ain't rich like he's rich.
She's pretty. I'm guessing
this
she's
dude's
pretty
got a
rich.
Half a quarter of a billion dollars.
Dude, she was in. She was in Marvel movies.
She was a side chick.
This
isn't like he's.
I think you're. I'm going to look it up because
she ain't a headliner.
She
man.
Has the ability to earn for the rest of her life.
And she does. But not what he's making.
Okay, no, you're right. But I'm saying in the long run, it's not out of the question that she out-earns him.
There's
no way.
I'm going to guess Josh Allen probably has more money, but she is not poor.
Unless she turns into Angelina Jolie, she ain't making that kind of money.
Is that Angelina Jolie's new yogurt?
Well, guess what? Ain't going to be either.
Angelina, yo play.
She has a net worth of $25 million.
Okay, pretty good.
So I think she's doing well.
He makes that on two snaps.
She's only like 26, bro.
Yeah.
Bro. She's a kid.
Bro, she's gonna... There's a small window for actresses to make money.
You're kidding me, right?
Once you sag, you get bagged.
Yeah, because there's no
sagged
older women in film.
Out.
And I also love
so
how
stupid.
He's arguing...
Half the shows you watch are full of old women.
He looks in the mirror, he sees an old woman. Sagging and bagging. It's a couple of saggy old bags on his chest. Take a break. Congratulations, Josh Allen.
Yes. Way to go.
Tommy made some picks on Wednesday because we were off for the holiday.
Yeah.
Tommy has forgotten every one of his picks.
I really have. Well, I know I did pretty good on some.
Did you?
Well, they won.
You sure? Okay, so you got one. Ding.
They covered by 2 miles.
A Beulah postgame excuse.
And I was this close to my bonus pick.
Oh, were you?
How does that game end like that?
Because exactly the way I told you.
That was crap.
Old man wave. I tried to warn you.
What a bunch of crap.
What a bunch of crap.
All you got to do is.
What a great show we got here.
Goddamn ball.
What a bunch of crap.
Kick it. And you lose, you idiot.
You know what it was, Kimmy?
What?
A bunch of crap.
It was.
What a bunch of crap.
I watched
that. Angelina Jolie, what a bunch of crap.
I watched that whole stupid Friday game for nothing.
Why are you talking like Canadian today?
Oh, no, no. The game's over. Go home. There'll be no kick. Go home.
I don't know what's happening.